Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with The Joyful Heart. Today, we're looking at A Companion Along the Way, Easter Sunday on the Emmaus Road, a short story taken from a passage in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Let's pray. Father, we rejoice in the risen Christ. Today, as we go over this story that's so familiar to us, speak new to our hearts of your joy and your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The gleaming cloud tops and fragrant spring air would have invigorated most travelers leaving Jerusalem that Sunday afternoon. But these two begin their trek to Emmaus, staring grimly at the trail, forcing leaden feet up the steep path to the ridge, where they will follow the road down the Judean slopes. Cleopas and his friend are going over and over the events of the weekend that had climaxed with their leader hanging limp, pale, lifeless on a stained wooden cross, then a hurried burial and despair. Hearing the crunch of footsteps behind them, Cleopas glances back. A traveler is rapidly climbing the grade as if to join them, but he has only caught the fragments of their conversation. "What are you talking about?" he asks, as he catches up to them. Cleopas stops. "Where have you been?" he asks. "Everybody in Jerusalem has been talking about Jesus of Nazareth." He tells of their excitement, of the arrest and crucifixion, of the women's tale of a stolen body and of angels. "We had hoped that he was the Messiah," Cleopas says. "But now," his words drift off in sadness as he resumes the journey. They are at the summit, and as the road begins its downward incline, the traveler throws out a strange challenge. "Don't you know what the scriptures say?" Cleopas just shrugs and gestures with his hands as if to say, "We don't know." So for the next several miles, the traveler begins to talk, patiently explaining each of the scripture passages that speak of how the Christ, the Messiah, would have to suffer. Then he explains about Messiah's glory to come. Cleopas and his friend walk with amazement. It is as if scriptures that they had heard but never understood before begin to click into place. Their steps quicken. Their hearts are pounding, but they don't notice. The miles seem to melt away, and suddenly, just around the bend, is their village, Emmaus. They are home. The traveler thanks them for their company and turns again to the path, but they don't want to let him go, not someone who can bring them such hope, such understanding from the scriptures. "Won't you stay overnight?" Cleopas calls. "It'll be dark soon. You must, please." He does stay. As they recline around the table, Cleopas hands a fresh round of loaf to the traveler. "Would you honor us by offering the blessing tonight?" The traveler lifts up the bread and repeats the familiar Jewish blessing. "Blessed are you, O God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth." And then he begins to break it, handing a piece to each of them in turn. Cleopas catches his breath. His eyes meet the man's. Suddenly, in that moment, he knows. Who knows how, but he knows. It is the Lord. He sees the faintest glimmer of a smile on his face. And then Jesus simply vanishes. All they can do is stare at each other in a stunned amazement. Then Cleopas jumps up. "It's true. The women were right. Jesus is alive. He has risen." Their food and drink lie untouched on the table. But both men are bounding out the door and away, running. "No wonder our hearts burned within us while he was talking to us on the road," his companion says later, as they pause briefly. They end up running, then walking, then running again nearly the whole way back to the city. Cleopas pounds on the upper room door. "We have seen him! We have seen Jesus!" Peter opens the door a crack. But Cleopas can't contain himself and pushes his way in. Then their story tumbles out. "He's alive," Cleopas concludes. "The moment he broke bread with us, all of a sudden, we knew him." Like these two men on their way to Emmaus, Many have come to the same startling conclusion. Unrecognized, Jesus begins to walk the road with us, to talk to us. And if we think to, if we care enough to ask him in, we come to realize who he really is, the Christ, the Son of God, the risen one. Father, open our eyes and our hearts to you afresh, that we might see you as you are, that we might walk the path with you and invite you into our lives. Live within us, that we might see your glory. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.